Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews on this Tuesday, March 18th, 2008. And we're continuing our interview with Sam Nathesy of DTT. And if you've ever walked into a local McDonald's, Subway, Burger King, or any number of franchises, chances are you've been watched, observed, and tracked by security cameras and software by DTT. So again, this is part two of our interview with DTT. And enjoy, and we'll see you again tomorrow for another great show.
Hi, good morning. Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we have a very special guest, Sam Nathesy of DTT Surveillance. And DTT has equipped, serviced, and supported more than 20,000 clients. Every day, software provided by DTT handles over 6 trillion frames, protects $800 billion in assets, and oversees in excess of 1 million employees. And Don, I think you're up.
Sam, I just wanted to have you discuss a little bit the different options a franchisee has with the different brands and models of your surveillance system. Is it mainly one system that most people get, or you have a few different that people can choose from?
Good question, Don. It tends to be really a couple of variables. One, the size of the facility is really the first determining factor with respect to the number of cameras they want, the number of areas they want to supervise and watch. An average Subway goes with about a 4 to 6 camera package, which is, because of their small nature, it's plenty for them.
Right.
And then we have the McDonald's guys that go with 16 cameras and more on occasion because of their parking lots, they have drive-thrus, they have the playland area where the kids running. So that's one condition that's determining. The second is the point of sale integration, as I mentioned. That integration piece depends on the number of terminals at a restaurant. So a Subway might have 1 or 2, while an IHOP might have 8. So it really is dependent on that. Then a third item that could be a variable is audio. Do they want to hear audio? And that is permissible in many jurisdictions, and we do provide that real-time bidirectional audio. And that's another thing, if they want, we can add. Then it's, you know, infrared packages for nighttime viewing if it's a bar or a nightclub. It's the freezer camera that I mentioned on the prior segment. So those are the variables, but really the number one condition precedent is the size of the package and the areas they want to observe.
Right, so that'll determine the various setups.
Exactly.
Of the cameras, really, on the size and the specific type of business. That's interesting. You mentioned something like a nightclub where it's darker. They need some other type of technology for that.
Oh yeah, I mean they would need something called infrared cameras, and infrared cameras during the day when there's ambient light give you a perfect color picture. At night it could be pitch dark, and they give you a perfect black and white picture. Because they
taking on, are you taking on investors, Sam? I think Marty and I went in
good question. We are actually looking for our first round of outside money to probably by the end of the first quarter. We're looking. It's the company's been funded primarily by my partner and myself so far. And
call us first, Sam.
We will. Thank you for the interest.
So you mentioned some of your customers. Who should invest in DTT surveillance system? I mean, it sounds like everyone to me should have one because it is so affordable.
Yeah, I mean, again, our niche, our really laser-like focus, and I tell our staff literally daily, is the restaurant hospitality industry, all of which is franchised. You know, we have the corporate clients as well, but within the same franchise community. We see everyone has interest. You know, even in concepts that corporate might not be a huge advocate of it, franchisees still believe in it and go put it.
Yeah.
So everyone, I mean, we have Dunkin', IHOP, Dairy Queen, Applebee's, Chili's, TGIF, McDonald's, Subway, Burger King, anyone in the food space, Marriott, DoubleTree, Motel 6, the Peninsula Hotel chain, very, very high-end chain, that's our client. So it really, the whole gamut of the hospitality space is a potential client for us.
When you probably started this, Sam, I guess this was mainly because of how much theft goes on in the food industry. But I guess you might not have realized initially all these other different types of services that could help, like lawsuits. I think now that's probably become even bigger than just the aspect of theft. I mean,
oh, I agree.
Is that still number one reason why people get it, or is it a combination of a few different things?
It's a combination. I think the ROI pitch that we use is about we call it the top eight reasons why this is important. Lawsuits are on it, slip and falls are on it, employee management's on it. So it's a whole gamut, and it really varies. I mean, some concepts have specific issues. Some concepts that might be in different areas of a city have different issues. There might be crime-laden stuff that are maybe in bad areas of a city, while the suburbs might have less crime but might have theft because of drug abuse.
Right.
It really is the whole gamut of reasons why they use it, and we have different ROI calculations that apply to a myriad of different potential clients.
To put in your system, do you have to deal with the local township, county, for putting a surveillance system like this? Any type of approvals?
Great question. I think that's the number one differentiating factor between us and the thousands of companies that are within the quote-unquote security space, is we did a paradigm shift about 5 years ago. I think it was end of 2002, almost exactly 5 years ago, and began a national installation team, all of which are our employees. We don't do any subcontracting. We don't do any outsourcing of our labor.
Wow.
So every installation done in North America, Miami, Chicago, Dallas, Boston, L.A., Houston, Portland, any city in North America is done by one of our employees. It's a huge, huge benefit for a franchisor who is looking to approve a company, and you tell them that any issue you have nationally, you have our national installation manager's neck, our COO, and ultimately my neck on the line. So it's a big, big,
right.
Important factor.
No to blame anywhere else. It's all you, which will
it's
make
all one company.
Or, feel much more comfortable, yeah.
Right. So with respect to different townships or areas, there's really, because it's low voltage,
right.
There's no licensing required in most areas. Some cities require it, like Las Vegas, like Seattle, and for those we obviously have the licenses that are required, but most areas don't, and for existing restaurants, none do. The cities that require the license are only for new openings.
Right. And, I just thought of this a little bit. You have clients where there's cameras all over the place. I mean, is that... You also have an alarm system it just seems, convenient. Your company should just have just a basic alarm system in the place as well.
I'm not more interested in having you join us as a business partner because you nailed it. One of the groups we're talking to about becoming the first round of investors, as I mentioned, by the first quarter, are very eager to do that. Again, we've been, a small business growing, so there's only so much we can do. And we've realized the alarm business potential was there, but it just takes capital, takes human resources that we just didn't have. These guys are adamant that as soon as they come in, we immediately launch a large alarm platform. To our existing client base alone would be huge.
Right.
Interesting.
And I guess that ties in the question of what's DTT surveillance plans for the future. It sounds like that's one of them as well.
Oh, clearly. That's one that's huge, is the alarm platform, either initially outsourcing the service, but very quickly thereafter having our own service station and alarm monitoring station. And then the other is our SmartView application, which I touched on the first segment. And View is really an acronym for Video Integration Enterprise-Wide.
Oh, okay.
We feel that there are four major data centers in a restaurant, and that's the point-of-sale area that I mentioned.
Okay.
It's the time and attendance area that I touched on. It's inventory control, and it's temperature modules. For example, where Subway mixed sandwiches has to be within a certain range on the thermometer.
Right.
And right now they have to manually go and look at it. We're giving that to them real time with video.
Yeah, that's interesting. Having owned the food business, there's so much regulation in the restaurant industry. So you can have, there's definitely some add-on services it can be added.
Exactly.
Just like what you mentioned with the temperature. I mean, that's very interesting, Sam.
Yeah. So we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for someone to get more information on your services?
They can do it multiple ways. One is going to our website. It's www.dtt, that's David Tom Tom USA.com, DTTUSA.com. They can call us at 800-933-8388. That's 800-933-8388. And they can Google us or search us on any search engine, DTT Surveillance, and there should be plenty there with references and recommendations and things like that.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Sam. You've been an incredible guest. And again, Don and I are big fans of your service. So we're going to have you back in the future, if you don't mind.
We'd love that. Again, thank you so much. And my apologies, guys, for 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no problem at all, Sam. Again, we'll be talking to you soon.
Take care, guys. Thank
you
so much.
Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Great service, huh, Don?
Oh, yeah. Just another interesting angle in our show covering franchising. And you know, you might not think of having a show about, you know, surveillance, but this is a serious problem in franchising, specifically in the food industry, theft and just lawsuits anywhere. Yeah, it's certainly, if I had a business, it would be automatic. I'd call Sam.
I was thinking how easy it is for their salespeople to sell this service. I mean, it's really a no-brainer. I said, God, I could sell 20 a day. He's really onto something. You know, it's a great guy, so I'm glad we had him on the show. You know, and again, we'll have to have him back. But again, for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com. And, Don, I know you have some websites you want to plug.
Yeah, of course, franchisefunding.net for people wanting to get pre-qualified for financing, easysba.com, easysba.com, covering financing a little bit, and good job today, Marty.
Thanks, Don. Good job yourself, and next week we have, Juice Stop, right?
Yep, it'll be a good show with Will Glennie.
That's right, so we'll see everybody next week.
Now I'm back on my feet, just a man with the will to survive. And many times it happened too fast, you change your passion for the glory. Don't lose your grip on dreams of the past, you gotta fight to keep them alive.
Thanks everyone for listening, and keep
dream and a fight.